take letter C to the first note of letter D. Letter C to the first note of letter D, and I'm going to give you a minute to work on it. Just take a minute to work on that one section. C to D.
We'll play down an octave.
on, who's on baritone? We got enough on baritone three? One, two, three. We have two on baritone two?
Yeah.
And two on baritone one?
Yes.
Okay, let's see your first chord. You're either on D, F, or B flat. Then it goes to G. Okay, can I hear the D in baritone three? Second measure, the lead goes B flat to B natural. Second, you go up a step to the G, and third, you go up a step to the E. I'm talking first note in each measure. Okay, how that modulates. Can this take everybody? Let us see. One, two, ready, go. Let's see your first note at letter C, just to balance this. Low brass first note with counter bass first note. Let's take, and I will give you a 252.
8 minutes.
I will give you, I'll give you a few minutes. Yeah, I will give you a break because you're really playing well. I don't say you're playing well just to make you feel good because I might have made you feel bad earlier.
Yeah, we know that.
You're playing good because you're playing good. You're playing very well right now. okay? There's a good quality of sound, there's a good balance. The only thing I'm always afraid of, you just played that section so well, will you ever play it like that again? Will it really get that, because every time you play that measure 46 or 47 or 48 and it's Sweet Caroline and we get it just the way it is, the next time we play it, it becomes downbeat instead of up, up, down, 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 down. So it's the retention in, you know, we try to have things be consistent, and right now you're being consistent, but after I give you a 5 to 10 minute break and then we go into the field house, is Sir Duke going to sound like that the way it just did now? Because the way you just played it was the best you've ever played. It was the best quality, it was the best level of musicianship, it was the best balance, it was the best interpretation. And it can always be better. We understand individually that we can probably make that moment better, whether it's one little note here or one note there or one intonation thing or one quality issue. But that was really, really good. And I can't imagine giving this shot to anybody else and having them play for a while and have that sound any better than it just did. So you need to feel good about what you are doing. It's a great level of musicianship, and I'll let you know when it's not. And it's not to make you feel bad, it's just to understand that we caught you, you know, it could have been better. But you've been doing really well today. I'm impressed with what you're doing. So let's take Sanchez up to Bellavia at a nice comfortable volume level, going for overall the rhythmic clarity of the moment, and then we'll take a break. When was the last time I ever gave anybody a break?
I don't know.
What's a break?
Must be
that means we have been winding
up.
Nothing. This is after the 32 count percussion segue into the low brass. Okay, so we're taking 8 for nothing right on the low brass entrance of Sanchez.